Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, isn't it a grand and glorious thrill to hear the family praise a special dinner of yours? Of course it is. And you can bet that compliments will come fast and furious every time you serve Kroger quality beef. What a tasty treat. Tender? Yes, ma'am. Delicious? Yes, sirree. Why, it's just brimming with flavory rich juices, with delicious tenderness. Just think what a wonderful thrill it'll be for you to surprise your family with a tender, juicy steak, or a crusty brown roast of beef. Or perhaps the folks at your house go for savory beef stew, or boiled beef with horseradish. Well, no matter which main dish you choose, you'll find the delightful goodness of Kroger quality beef will please the entire family. And remember, Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is it the best grade of beef available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to visit your Kroger store soon, the only place you can buy it, and get Kroger quality beef. It's deliciously tasty and tender, and it's available now at your Kroger store. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Madeline Dodge's curiosity can cause trouble. And right now, Madeline is curious about the large sum of money Carrie Carlton has just withdrawn from the Rossville Bank. Freddie Lang has promised Penny that Madeline won't find out anything. But right now, he's worrying about something else. It's
River Street. River Street. I tell you, Nora, there's something that I know about River Street.
Oh, crickets, Freddie, you've been saying that for an hour.
Well, I've been trying to remember longer than that. Ever since Mr. Keith and me were...
Keith and I.
Thanks, kid. Ever since Mr. Keith and me... I...
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Followed Gibbsy to New York, I've been trying to remember that. Let's see, when I was standing on the corner of River Street and the avenue there, and Mr. Keith and I was eating...
We're eating.
Thanks again. We're eating apples. I all of a sudden got a thought, see?
Yeah.
I thought I knew something about that place. As if maybe I'd been there before, you know, and done something there.
Oh, maybe you used to live there when you were little.
No, I lived a long way uptown from that place.
No, I mean when you were a little baby. You know, I've heard of times when people go to a place that looks familiar, but they just know they've never been there before.
Yeah?
And then they find out that they have been there before, when they were just a few weeks or a few months old.
Oh, yeah, Crickets, I've heard about that, too. But this feeling I had about River Street wasn't quite like that.
No?
No, it wasn't really like I'd ever been there or ever lived there, but that I'd heard something about it. I heard a lot about it. It was big, important stuff, too.
Well, what, for instance?
I don't know, Crickets. That's what I can't remember.
Oh, well, then it can't be very important.
But I think it was. And I think it maybe might be important now.
Well, why?
I don't know. It just seems to me that if I can remember what it is that I know about River Street, I can figure out why Gibbsy went there. And if I can figure out why Gibbsy went there, maybe I'll be able to savvy what she's doing.
But, Freddie, Miss Gibbs doesn't want you to know. She doesn't want anybody to know.
Yeah, sure, I know about that, but maybe somebody ought to know. There's something I know about River Street. Something important, too. If I could only think of it.
Oh, Freddie, why bother about it?
Because it's bothering me, that's why. I could just remember. Now, let's see. When was it I heard about River Street? Was it when I was a kid? No. Maybe it was when I was with Bill Carver's gang. Yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, I think that's when it was. And it was something that Carver told me. Yeah, I'm sure that's what it was.
What did he tell you?
He said, well, if I knew I could remember, I wouldn't be asking myself.
Oh, Crickets, Freddie, stop trying to remember. Because even if you do remember it, it probably won't mean anything.
Oh, I got a hunch that it will, though, Crickets. It was something big. It was something that Carver said was a real secret. Something he was going to tell me all about someday. And he said something about maybe taking me down there.
Well, for what?
I don't know for what. He didn't say, or at least I can't remember what he said.
Oh, then he probably didn't say anything. And if it really was important, you'd remember it, don't you think so?
I don't know, Nora. I'm all mixed up. Lots happened since I left New York and busted up with the Carver and the rest of that bunch. Maybe I wasn't paying too much attention to what Carver was telling me at the time either. He was an awful lot of bluff, and I probably figured he was just handing me a line. You know, There was something about it that gave me an awful jolt. I could just remember what it was.
Oh, Freddy, it couldn't have been much of a jolt, or else it was such a big jolt that it knocked it right out of you.
Go on, giggle like that some more, will you, Crickets?
Oh, do you have to call me Crickets?
No, I don't have to, but I'm going to.
Oh, Cricket!
You stop and I will. Mm. And don't get me off the subject of River Street, either.
Oh.
I'm going to remember what I know about that forsaken alley if it takes me 80 years.
Well, a lot of good that'll do you reason for wanting to know.
Why?
Well, Miss Gibbs is going to New York again, and very soon, I think. Tomorrow or the next day.
Huh?
And she promised when it was all over that she'd tell us all about what she's been doing. And your reason for remembering about River Street is so that you can find out what Miss Gibbs is doing. And if it takes 80 years...
Look, when I said 80 years, I didn't mean 80 years.
Well, then why did you say it?
Well, it was just an expression. It was an expression like, well, you know, an expression.
You get angry when you're teased, don't you?
No, I'm not mad. Crickets, I'm just burned. I'm burned because I can't remember what I ought to know about River Street. And no kidding, Crickets, I got an awful hunch that it'd be awful good for me to remember. Might be good for Gibbsy, too.
Would it be good for me, Freddy?
Oh, hi, Gibbsy.
Hello, Miss Gibbs.
Hello, Nora. What's this about something being good for me?
Oh, steak and mashed potatoes for dinner and to bed early for a good night's sleep.
That's too good for me, not good enough for my weight. I was being talked about, though, wasn't I?
Oh, we always talk about you, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, I hope you say only nice things. Seriously, why was I being talked about this time?
Well, if you want to know the truth, Gibbsy, I was just telling Nora here what I told you last night. There's something I know about River Street and that joint you went into. If I could just remember what it was.
Well, it can't be very important if you don't remember.
That's what I told him, too.
But it is important. I remember who told it to me, too. That guy Bill Carver. You remember him, Gibbsy?
Oh, I'm going to spend the rest of my life trying to forget him.
You knew Bill Carver, Miss Gibbs?
Yes, Nora, I told you a little bit about him. He came to Rossville and caused a lot of trouble for almost everybody.
Yes, and plenty for himself, too. He's in the jug now, Crickets. They're going to keep him there for a long time, I hope. At least I hope I'm not going to be around when the guy gets out.
Oh, I don't think they can let him out, Freddy. I read something in the paper about his sentence, and I think he has to stay in jail for about 50 years.
50 years? Oh, he must have been awfully bad.
They didn't make him no worse.
Any worse?
Look, Crickets, when you talk about Bill Carver, good English ain't necessary.
I'd rather we didn't talk about him. Nora, could you help me for a few minutes?
Oh, golly, yes, Miss Gibbs, but what do you want me to do?
Well, I wonder if you could iron a few things for me while I pack.
Oh, sure.
Packing again, huh, Gibbsy?
Mm-hmm.
Where to this time?
Same place, Freddy. And you and Johnny Keith are not going to follow me this time.
Well, we don't have to, you know. We can leave now and be waiting for you when you get there, now that we know where you're going.
Freddy Lang, I'm serious about this. It doesn't make me feel any better when you make jokes about it. Look, there was almost serious trouble because you and Johnny followed me last time, and this time you're going to keep your promise not to, aren't you?
Sure we are, Gibbsy. I didn't mean to kid you before. I'm sorry. Skip it, huh?
No, all right, I'll skip it, but don't you skip your promise. And the same thing goes for Johnny.
Oh, you don't have to worry, Gibbsy. I don't know why following you causes all this trouble, but if you say it does, well, I'll take your word for it. I guess Mr. Keith is going to take your word for it, too.
No, believe me, if I'm followed this time, there will be trouble, Freddy.
Don't you worry, Gibbsy. Me and Mr. Keith
is going... Mr. Keith and I.
You won't let me get away with even one of them, will you, Nora?
Mm-mm.
Okay, then. Mr. Keith and I, we... I forgot what I was going to say.
Oh, I'm sorry, Freddy. That was my fault.
I think I know what it was, Freddy. You were promising for both of you.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I'll speak to Johnny myself before I go.
When are you shoving off?
Tomorrow morning.
Plane again?
Mm-hmm. Nora, should we go up and get that work done? I'll have to be at Mrs. Carlton's in an hour.
I'll go up and let the iron get hot. It doesn't heat up as quickly as it used to.
No, it never has worked properly since my dear brother Pat tried to fix it.
Now, there's something I can't make head nor tail of. An iron. I don't see what's wrong with them when they do work, and I don't see what's right about them when they don't work. Say, Gibbsy, did you get a call from Madeline Dodge yet?
No, I haven't heard a word.
Well, that's good.
No, that's bad.
Bad? Why?
She must be getting her information from some other source.
Are you nuts, Gibbsy? Now, where's she going to find out anything except from you and old Lady Carlton, huh? Well, you're the only two who know the score.
Well, that's true, but it's amazing the way that girl gets information from sources that aren't even known to have it.
Yeah, I'll admit she's tricky, all right. But look, you and old Lady C have been so shut-faced about this whole thing, there ain't nobody but the two of you that knows what you're doing. Now, you take me, for example. You've told me more about things than anybody else, but could I tell anybody anything about it? No, I couldn't, because all you've given me is a lot of two-faced answers and double talk. So you're safe, Gibbsy. You're plenty safe.
Well, just the same, I'd like to know where Miss Dodge is right now and what she's doing.
I tell you what I could do, Gibbsy.
Mm-hmm.
I know how we can sort of get her out of the way until you say the coast is clear.
Freddie Lang, I don't want you doing anything drastic.
Oh, I wouldn't kidnap the dame or anything like that. I couldn't stand being with her that long. It'd be a long time, too, I'll bet. Because most of her family would probably refuse to pay the ransom.
Oh, Freddie.
You know, they might even pay me to keep her away from home.
Oh, you're silly.
maybe so, but I ain't silly enough to mix up with Madeline Dodge when I don't have to. But, you know, Gibbsy, she'll do anything to please Professor Rogers.
Well, how does that help?
Oh, it can help a lot. Now, you see, I can get the prof to date her up. You know, keep her busy going places. And then we'll know where she is. And we can be pretty sure that she won't be thinking about what she wants from you.
Oh, Freddie, that's an awful imposition on Professor Rogers.
Look, he don't hate the dame that much.
No?
No. You know, I wouldn't fall over with surprise if the two of them went out and got hitched someday. But I'll be choked if I'll ever call that dame Aunt Madeline.
Oh, she would be your aunt then, wouldn't she?
Mm-hmm. She would. And if she ever is, I'm going to resign from the family.
Oh, Freddie. Freddie, you're silly.
Well, I'm not kidding at all. Hey, look, Gibbsy, I'll see you later on. I'm going to take a run up to the professor's office and get him to take care of Madeline for us. See you around supper time, huh?
Come in.
Hey, Prof, I just came up to take... Oh, hi, Mr. Key.
Hello, Freddie. The professor's in a meeting.
Oh, yeah? Well, what are you doing here? Holding down the office for him?
In a way. He asked me to wait. He wants to tell me all about it.
All about it? About what?
Well, I have good news for you, Freddie. You and I were forced to promise we wouldn't follow Penny to New York again. But that doesn't mean someone else can't follow her.
Well, who, the prof?
No, better than that. One of his friends in the Federal Bureau came to town this morning on vacation. He's going to follow Penny next time she makes a trip.
A federal agent, huh? Hey, she'll never be able to shake that guy off. Oh, look, do you think he can start tailing her by tomorrow morning?
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, she's taking the plane out of Rossville first thing tomorrow morning.
New York again?
Yeah, same address, she says.
She says?
Yeah. But that dame is smart, Mr. Keith. You know, it'd be just like Gibbsy to say that she's going back there to 11 River Street where we found her, remember?
Yeah.
And she might just well be heading to the other end of the country.
You're right. You're very right, Freddie. She might do that at that. Well, I'll tell you what we'd better do. We'd better tell the professor to put his friend to work tomorrow morning.
Well, look, don't you think it's a good idea to put him on that plane?
Yes, I think that'd be a very good idea, Freddie.
It's a great idea. You know, Mr. Keith, I think our worries are going to be over. We'll find out all we want to know this time, and we'll be sure that Gibbsy's safe at the same time.
Yes, I think we can sit back and relax now, Freddie.
Yeah, you can, but I can't. I think I got to remember what it is that I know about River Street. I got to remember before it's too late.
Just what is it that Freddie thinks he knows about River Street? And why does he feel it's important to Penny that he remember it? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, lady, we'd like to have a private word with you. There's something important we want you to know about beef, and it's this. The best beef that's available on today's market is Kroger quality beef. Yes, Kroger quality beef is deliciously tender and juicy, and it's your own 100% correct answer to what shall I have for dinner. Now is the time to serve the dinner that's sure to please everybody. Now is the time to thrill your folks with a delicious beef dinner. Surprise them by serving boiled beef with a tangy horseradish sauce to enhance the goodness of savory meat. Delight them with roast beef that's crusty brown and juicy red. Or satisfy those vigorous appetites with a magnificent steak. Whatever their favorite may be, your family will be thrilled with the delicious tenderness and juiciness of Kroger quality beef. So don't delay. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store for the finest beef values in town. Be sure to remember this, ladies. Remember that Kroger quality beef is available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. It's an exclusive Kroger feature. Beef that's carefully selected from the best beef on the market today. And not only is Kroger quality beef the best grade available, it's also priced for real thrift. So be sure to get Kroger quality beef at your Kroger store. Be sure to join us again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.